This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 59th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. You're not going to say on demand with me?
On demand.
There you go.
I didn't think you were going to bring me in. I don't know.
That was my way. You're supposed to know when I say on demand.
I kind of zoned out for a second.
It's okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, the 59th edition of the podcast. We thank you for tuning in, whether it's on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, Podbean, or if you're downloading this show some other way, thank you for doing it. Just the fact that you want to take time out of your day to listen to what I got to say, DJ Motai, Ashley Imani, and on the line with me right now, as I'm doing the intro for this podcast, she was on the show recently. Not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, I'd like to welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show my girlfriend, Miss Farrah Z. Farrah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for I never get asked, how am I doing? I'm always the one asking, how are you doing? I never get asked. I guess because it's my show, you never ask the host how he's doing, but I appreciate you asking me, and I'm going to answer your question saying I'm doing great today. It's a great day. I woke up this morning, and I'm alive once again. Isn't that always a great thing?
Yeah, it is a great thing.
Thank you. You have so much input. I appreciate everything you say. But today's show is very great. It's a great show today, Farrah. We're making actually his official debut on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand after 59 episodes. He is finally on the show. He's going to talk about his new project, Ignorance, as well as his time at the 93.7 H-Town Beatdown, and just a lot more topics. We're going to be talking to Stockzilla, a.k.a. Stocks, the leader of the Otis fam today, and we're just going to have a nice little conversation, me, him, DJ Motai, Imani, and actually Trey Yancey from 2011 will actually be making a little special cameo on the show as well. So an action-packed show for you today. And here's the thing. Recently, Farrah, we, 2011, got something special. Do you know what that was?
No, what was it?
You have no idea.
You got something special or you made something special?
No, we always make something special, but we were like honored in a certain way. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Well, why don't you tell the people?
You guys got nominated for the Houston Press Best Rap Group.
That is right. Thank you, Farrah. We were nominated, first time ever in our existence as a group. We've been nominated for an award. It's for the Houston Press Music Award for the Best Rap Group. And I'm very excited about it. Voting is open now. If you go to musicawardspoll.houstonpress.com, you can vote for us. Did you already vote for me, Farrah? Or us, rather?
I just voted for you, Brad.
You just voted for me, not for the rest of 2011. You actually wrote in Brad Gilmore.
Yes, I did. I did vote.
Yeah, it's category number 16 is the best rap group, along with All Day, Dirty and Nasty, The Outfit Texas, Under Gravity, and of course 2011. Shout out to all the other nominees. I'm not going to send slugs out. I'm not dishing anybody, but I'm just saying, vote for us, 2011. Please vote for us. We have new music coming your way. We put out a great project last year, 20 Summers. You can go get it now for free at 20-summers.com. And shout out to everybody else, though, on the list. I've done music with these other people. I've interviewed these other guys. Everybody on this nomination list are all amazing, amazing groups. So I'm really happy.
When do you find out?
We find out.
You won.
Well, I don't. I know the voting ends July 31st, and then there's an actual like award show. Wow. There's actually an actual award show. So sometime I figure after the end of this month we'll know. But yes, rules, you can only select one band per category, only one ballot per voter, and all voting ends July 31st at 11:59 p.m. All right? That is not August the 1st at midnight. July 31st at 11:59 p.m. Make sure you vote for 2011. And like I said, we have some new music coming for y'all. We have a new EP we're working on called Second Sun. It's going to be out here within the next couple months. But we're going to drop our first single, which is to be announced. We're not going to say what it is yet, but it's going to be here in the next couple weeks. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Thera, you've heard the song. You swear by the song. You told me that this song is amazing. You said that this song is going to be put among the ranks of Michael Jackson and the Beatles and Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. And I appreciate that compliment you gave to me, babe.
What? Oh, okay.
Say, yeah, thank you. I'm telling you, thank you.
I don't remember saying any of that, but okay.
Well, you said it. You might have been a little sleep deprived and worked a long 12-hour shift that day, but trust me, you said it to me, and I appreciated the compliment very much so. I got to say this, though.
Oh, okay.
Thera, today, how are you doing physically today? Do you feel good today?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good? Just okay? On a 1 to 10, how good are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling great since I just got home. I worked all weekend, so.
Okay, well, you're physically feeling well. I'm going to tell you this, though. I am not physically doing okay right now.
What's wrong with you?
My legs are killing me. Now, let me set the scene for you. I'm about to tell you, all right? Don't question me before I get to do my story here. This last weekend, I had a very busy, busy weekend, and it all started Saturday. I went out with some of the guys from Reality of Wrestling to the Humble Civic Center to promote for our July 26th show, Summer of Champions, our first iPay-per-view. Go to realityofwrestling.com for tickets and more details. But we went out there to promote it, and I didn't know that, one, it was going to be outside. And two, I was going to have to walk around a lot. So I'm in my normal attire with my loafers on, right? And my feet just start killing me after a while. And it's one of those pains to where you feel it right there in the middle of your foot and it shoots up all the way through your leg. You know what I'm talking about? And so anyway, I started feeling that around maybe 5 o'clock, all right? And I stayed at the Humble Civic Center till about, I think it was maybe 8 p.m. I got in my car. I went up to Warehouse Live because I'm going to meet up with Nick Greer, who's been on the show before, a friend of the show. Nick Greer was having his release show at Warehouse Live here in Houston. And so I went over there. We were going to go over the itinerary and then actually went over to your house to get changed, right? Well, I'm just kind of lollygagging over at your house, and I don't realize I'm supposed to be on stage in like 15 minutes, right? So I, boom, throw my suit on, tell you goodbye, jump in the Clifford the Big Red Truck, my Ford F-150, and I'm hauling ass down ass. I'm hauling ass down 59, right? And I wasn't breaking the speed limit, all right, just for any policeman listening. So don't target me because I have a red car. But I was just hauling ass going down 59. Finally, I get a text from Nick Greer. It's like, hey, you're officially late. And I was like, oh, no. You know, because I hate being late anywhere. I'm one of the most punctual people. I always get on DJ Motai and Imani for being late all the time. So I knew I had to be on time, on task, and on a mission, brother. Ooh-yah! All right, so I park at Brown Sugar Studios, which is about 3.5 blocks from Warehouse Live. I literally, boom, park. Car off, lights off, shut the door, boom, boom, hit my little double tap thing, boom, boom, make sure I locked it and went doot, 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 boom, I knew I locked it. I run through the studio and literally without stopping, run through the back door, run through the front door of the studio, across the street by BBVA Compass Stadium, like, and I'm just running, like, I'm in full suit and tie, right? I have my dress shoes on because I am the dress shoe wearing Ric Flair and Good Hair Having Entertainment World Champion. And I had the dress shoes on running and I heard someone be like, hey, Brad, Brad. And I just couldn't stop. I couldn't look. Boom, 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 boom. Finally, I get to the venue, I run up on stage and start immediately when I walk in the door. I introduce the first act and boom, I made it. But I was sweating like a pig. But when I finally got to sit down and relax, my legs started cramping up so bad because I'm going to let you know something, Farrah. I don't think you're supposed to run in dress shoes. Do you think I'm correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you entertained by my story here?
Yes.
That's the correct answer. I appreciate it. So I that's why I think today I'm not feeling physically to my peak. I'm at an 8 on a 1 to 10, but I'm missing those 2 points. And I think if my legs were feeling good and I didn't have to do all that running, boom, I would have been excelente. Maybe
we'll
I should
try standing on your feet for 12 hours straight.
Okay, hey, I'm sorry. Don't make me feel bad that my legs hurt, all right? I'm not conditioned to being on my feet all the time.
You'll get over it. You'll live. You'll survive.
Well, in other news, on this great Monday morning, I actually got to watch WWE Money in the Bank last night. Got to watch it, and they crowned a new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And much to your chagrin, Farrah, it was not Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns did not win, and I know you're very sad about that because he's your man crush Monday. But John Cena is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, winning the title for the 15th time. He is one title away from being a 16-time champion, tying with Ric Flair. What if I had to change my name to the dress shoe wearing John Cena in? It doesn't even sound good, does it? But John Cena is the new world champion. What do you think, Farrah? Are you happy with this decision?
I feel bad for Daniel Bryan.
You do? Why do you feel bad for Daniel Bryan?
Because he had just got it, and then they took it away from him.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened. He has neck surgery, and he actually came out on the pay-per-view last night and said
Is Brie back, or what's going on with that?
Well, let me tell you. All right, so Daniel Bryan comes out and addresses the WWE Universe. He says that he is still injured, hasn't regained strength in his right arm, and might have to go under another neck surgery. So we do not know Daniel Bryan – yeah, definitely not great. We do not know when Daniel Bryan's going to be back in action. But what we do know is Brie appeared backstage with Nikki Bella, who might I add might be my woman crush Wednesday if Roman Reigns is your man crush Monday, because Nikki Bella was looking nice. I'm just saying Nikki Bella was looking nice back there. Anyway – and they were in a segment, and Stephanie McMahon took Brie Bella, had security escort her from the building. So we still don't know what's even going on with that. So a lot of stuff going on in WWE. But a couple of things before we kick it to DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Y'all can catch me July 13th at Stereo Live. I am returning to host The Scope Show. That is right. I'm back on The Scope Show. Go to my Twitter for more information or follow at Scope Show on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Summer of Champions, July the 26th at the Humble Civic Center, Reality Wrestling's first iPay-per-view featuring Diamond Dallas Page, Teddy Long, Josh Matthews, a steel cage main event between Mysterious Q and Samoan Beast. Farrah, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, that was your – thank you. Yes, she is ready. Go to realitywrestling.com to get tickets for that. And ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward. It might have been a long weekend for me and you, Farrah, but we're looking forward to a great weekend when we're going to go off to Austin for a little while and de-stressify and enjoy life for a minute. Are you excited for Austin?
I'm very excited.
Well, I'm excited for Austin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Brad Gilmore Show. Stay tuned for DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix and then our chat with the one and only Stockzilla. Stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Thank you. Thank you, Farrah. Thank you for joining me, too. Y'all stay tuned.
Zilla, nigga. Repeat. Hey. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it.
He ain't really got no flow.
But your bitch love it.
7. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bro, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fam, H-Town, them my niggas. The Bun B, ain't say it, then you not Triller. Cut the dude in the coupe, got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrist love it. When I stack motions, I'ma need six of them. Boys hood on they gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up, stunt, make a bitch of them. Might even snatch one of them. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. If me no lucky, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hate, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch, this vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning much, play a part in that. But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it. He ain't really got no flaws.
Let your bitch love it. What's
he
good?
He ain't really get that girls.
What's good?
Oh. Bet your bitch
you
love it.
Fool
always thinking he fine.
Bitch speaks is what's good.
Bet your bitch love it.
Tell
what you
know, baby.
Really hate me for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bet your bitch love it.
Okay, cool. Okay, fool. I love it.
Bet your bitch love it.
I'm a saver. Yeah, like Danny Glover.
Bet your bitch love it.
I'ma call my partner for her fucking mother.
Bet your bitch love it.
I bet him a mile and then they kiss the children. Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me at least like two bitches. Fuck so many hoes, I need some new bitches. These ain't no Levi's, bitch, these cost 260. He tryna set me up, his price is too shifty. I pull up in foreign, my bitch so bad, she look like she foreign. I throw with a key, she know I can't drive, cause bitch, I got warrants. I'm back to the future like Marty McFly, just need a DeLorean. I prefer bitches with booty, cause most of the cuties be boring. They know that I'm rapping, but heard I be trapping. I put all my eggs in one little basket, and now that they hatching, I wait on my package. And look at these niggas' reaction. What happened? What's popping? What's cracking? What's macking? These niggas acting. Nigga, I really be packing. Hustle hard, so I be stacking. Niggas talk shit, but don't be about no action. You already know it's 7-4 till I go. Fuck my old CEO, he ain't wanna see me blow. Used to be a gigolo, getting money off of hoes. Nah, nigga on the road, getting money off of shows. Nigga don't like me, then I must fuck this bitch. Talking prices on the phone, nigga must be a snitch. Hit my birthday cash for a foreign life shirt. Put the pedal to the metal in the foreign mic skirt. Okay, cool, okay, boo, I love her. I'm a saver, yes, I damn it, Glover. I'ma call my poppy for her fucking mother. I paid them a mile and now they kiss each other. Ha! Every time I fuck, I gotta hit me at least like two bitches. Fuck so many hoes, I need some new. He tryna set me up, his price is too shifty.
I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma miss it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. I'ma miss it when you're home. I'ma miss it when you're gone. see girls in the whole damn year with you acting all scared for. I wanna know what them cheese getting red for. Oh, so you don't like my new bed? It's been a while, so you think that we should talk more? Either way, my calendar say it's May, and we know damn well when we plan for the Zay. Body looking like food, and they call me Trey. I can bring that freshman 15 away. Wait, let me stop. I ask you how school been, or better yet, how your roommates doing? To be honest, girl, ever since you flew in, I had a motor to try to get you in. My bed, two people, four legs, my hands, your head. Oh, you got what I'm saying? Put your keys down, you know that you staying. Damn, girl, why is you playing? And I know your friends say I'm a player, but you a smart girl, I forgot at Baylor. And I ain't gonna act like you're doing me a favor, cause your body had me thinking that gym was your major, so scream out. Ooh, and a little bit of, ooh, and a whole lot of, just a little bit. Yeah, because
you want the summer, baby. Get up under my covers, baby. I just wanna lay you, baby. Oh, you home for the summer, baby. On top, underneath, sip the drink, sex on the beach. Back from school, got something to teach. I learned to die, ain't let me leave.
Yeah, I started at the bottom, never looked back. Gang came on lock like cook crack. Walk around town, pounds in the book bag. Bitch, nigga, you ain't hard, you just look mad. These niggas ain't about that, stop that. Refund on my roof, about the top back. Black strap, cock back, watch a pop that. Just hop back like I'm able where your socks at. Keep a foot on they neck so they can't breathe. Yo, bitch, bless me and I ain't sneeze. If it ain't G, then it ain't me. If she ain't freak, then we can't be. Big body swing on you cause I'm that rude. Skinny nigga with a body full of tattoos. Still M.O.B. cause the cash rules. Grinding hard, got me breathing like a fat dude. Damn. This my real life, no act, nigga. No made up shit, just facts, nigga. Black niggas make it hard for the black niggas. Real G's make it hard for you rap niggas. Miss me, miss me with the bullshit. Fuck you and whoever that you cool with. Stop talking about weight, you ain't move shit. You know what it is, I ain't gotta prove shit. I fucked up, still don't like her. She break bread, still won't wipe her. My shooters on point like snipers. I'm on my shit like diapers. Me and my burner be dolo. Free 3J, turn free Lolo. Help my uncle get away from the po-po's. Now you can't come to the house no more.
Rep your city, throw it up. Rep your hood, throw it up. Rep your set, throw it up. Rep your clique, throw it up. Rep your city, throw it up. Rep your hood, throw it up. Rep your set, throw it up. Rep your clique, throw it up. Throw it up, nigga. 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 Throw it up, nigga.
Yeah, I'm the king of the streets, ain't a thing change. Asshole by nature, nigga, same gang. Mister, I don't give a fuck, yup, same name. Chopping in the doorway, all in the same frame. Boss nigga, but I'm still getting bread, bitch. Whole pussy ass niggas ain't see shit. Green light eyes, till I'm at your head, bitch. Empty the clip, I ain't stopping till you're dead, bitch. I'm the bottom of the city, but niggas be playing gritty. But tell them I'm in the gutter with something carrying 50. They go to flying, that niggas ain't letting nobody pretty. But I ain't giving a fuck, motherfucker, if they offend me. Tell them I'm in this Bentley, some player, but tipping you fuck around with the truth, and I bet you I go to tripping. Beat one every one of them, none of them gon' be skipping. I do this for my dogs and my cuz, niggas who crib respect trade. The king with the best play, the heart of the city. I represent it for West State. Got it for real, so nigga, fuck with the next state. I handle my business and then I'm on to the next play. Bow down, fuck nigga, I'm another level. I'm a 808, you pussy niggas only trouble. Real nigga, bitch, you digging me like I'm a shovel. Truth hot like I'm someone dancing with the devil.
Hey guys, DJ Motai here, the pan fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I gotta tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything, but they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But you know what? We're going to try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah!
It's the OG Thug Oracle herself. Checking in for the 99-2000? No. This is Peaches, and I'm here to tell y'all to tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show archive. You know, I guess they missed me a little bit, so, you know, boys about to be back in action, discussing some new things on some old things at the same time. So make sure y'all subscribe on iTunes. That's the Brad Gilmore Show archive.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 59th? Is this the 59th, Motai?
I think it is.
I think it's the 59th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah.
On demand.
On demand.
Look
who's
at that.
Who's that fourth voice?
That fourth
today?
Voice you heard, well, if we're going in order, it's the third voice you heard, is one, the fiercest flat top in all the land, If you don't love it, I bet your bitch love it.
Oh.
His name is Stockzilla. How you doing, man?
How you feeling, Mr. Gilmore? Oh, see, she did it for me. I didn't have to do it. How you feeling, Mr. Gilmore? Brad Gilmore Show.
It's everybody. A different vibe in the studio today.
It is a different vibe.
Yeah, it feels different this week.
Well, I walked in. We've been 2011, you know, the band, by the way, nominated as best rap group in the Houston Press Music Awards.
So
go vote.
That's
if you
says.
Hadn't already.
Congrats.
Thanks, Shmoni. Thank you.
To all of you, since all of you are in here.
We're all in here, yeah. We got
the whole 2011 is in here.
Trey, they're actually waving like we're on camera, but we got Trey, Corbin, and Ava Levin, who you're familiar with them all. And we got nominated, Monty. How about that?
That's what's up.
Did you vote for us?
I'm going to. I haven't. I'm sorry, guys.
Where do we vote now?
You go to HoustonPress.com and click the music banner.
No, you go to musicawardspoll.HoustonPress.com, motherfucker.
Oh. Okay.
He got you together.
We're number 16. Checkmate. He didn't know.
We're number 16?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. So say it one more time with no interruptions.
Musicawardspoll.HoustonPress.com.
What number?
16.
There you go. And you can go vote for us, and then if you vote for us, we're going to make sure we do something special for you. I don't know what
like
yet.
What?
I don't know.
We want to know because, you know, you want my vote, I'm going to need a little,
I'm going to get you a pack of Starburst minis.
And they'll get a side of Naughty Money.
That'll do.
Yeah, a side of Naughty Money.
You're going to get a lot of votes for that one.
You know what, Zilla? You're laughing a little bit too hard. Do you even know where Naughty Money came from?
I have no idea, but it sounds catchy.
No, it's not catchy. Don't get
what it is
that.
Is Money sometimes is a little promiscuous. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You can't say that about a woman. Just like
no, yes, you can.
I'm not
about Naughty Money. You can.
I don't get a promiscuous vibe from her, and I know plenty of promiscuous women.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, whoa. Second of all, she has a promiscuity to her. All right, and this side isn't called Ashley. It's not Ashley Imani. It's Naughty Money. All
right, right.
Have you seen her
that's
perform?
That's not where it came from, Zilla.
Have you seen her perform?
Yes.
Ever before? Yeah.
Yeah, Debonair a couple times.
And
Debonair is not.
She did not turn up. She was not Naughty Money.
That's like the jazz money, right? So I got to see you like on
the bigger
turned
stage.
Up. Okay, yeah. I haven't seen that. I need to go check that out.
She banged down flips and reverse it.
Oh, wow.
It's your flipping.
If I'm ever in the crowd and you hear, ow, you know.
Bet your bitch love it.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. I was actually listening to J. Cole's album, The Born Sinner one, which I know you're not a big fan of, but we're not going to get into that, Stocks. But,
hey, wait. I'm not, but I saw J. Cole at the 937 beatdown, and he had the juice.
Oh, yeah. You,
he
you
definitely
did,
has the juice.
You did go to the beatdown. How was it?
It was good. My favorite performers are no longer my favorites, and J. Cole had the juice.
Okay, so break that down. Who all performed?
So who wasn't so hot? Because
We're gonna find out who performed first, Monty.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Stop jumping the gun here.
Well, my favorite artist was there. I'm sorry. I'll be patient.
Just be patient.
I'll be patient.
Be patient. We'll get to her. All right. Okay. She's got this purple hair popping now. She thinks she can just
purple
on all
love,
conversations.
Baby.
So go ahead, Stocks. Who performed?
Well, I recall Future. He headlined. He did at the very end, and his whole set was choruses. He did maybe three verses, which blew my mind. Because that let me know, not only does he not have to rap, he's also getting hella checks. Mm. And
his whole set was just chorus.
Like, he did three verses, real life.
Jeez. Like, how long was his set?
A full set.
Like, does he have more hits than I think he does?
A whole
definitely.
Lot more.
Definitely.
A whole lot more than you think.
Turn on the lights.
He didn't even do that.
He didn't even
that
do
didn't
that.
Matter.
What?
Trophy.
Oh, yeah, he did that. Yeah. Who else was there? Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Was Kendrick's performance?
You know, I'm a diehard Kendrick fan, but when I saw him perform the first time at Warehouse Live, he had the juice.
Yeah.
He came out on stage like a god. Now when I watch him perform, he does a lot of it sounds like he's doing stacks of his verses, which I understand. I mean, you know, you're kind of tired maybe, you know, and he raps. So he says a lot of words.
Maybe it's just one of those nights.
But I watch his film online too, and he does it.
You know, so he keeps like a track
like,
in.
He's gotten used to society first. Kill. Like, I understand, you know the whole crowd knows your words, but I want to hear you spit them.
Oh, he does. Okay, so wait, does
he? Well, with that being said, when you have a huge crowd like that, it's more than just connecting with your diehard fans that want to see you rap.
Exactly.
It's more like, I got to present a show, and I want the crowd to connect with me and – Yeah. Thing about. Have you seen that clip of him doing, I think it's Mad City? He's like, yeah. And like, they crowd. Just cut the music. Yeah. Like, that's the only way you could really get people to.
But here's the thing. Like, I understand what Stocks is saying. It's like, you can't go out there to perform. And then, like, anyone is like, and as much as I love Drake, have you ever seen like his first performances, like here in Houston, like at a warehouse? He would like say one line, like one word, and then, you know, he'd put the mic out to the crowd to let them finish the line. He would do that for every single song. Mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't pay so I could do sing along with Drake. I paid to see Drake perform. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of people are opposite. They want to feel like they're part of the show with him.
Well, you can have your moments.
There's a time and a place for it.
You have your moments where you enter. Monty, if you go up and you do your Naughty Monty shtick in the crowd, are you going to let the crowd do the winding of the waist and the twerking on stage?
Here's the thing. Singers do all the time. They have certain marks where they will pick up the music or the recording while they take a breath and they're like lip syncing, and then they come back in and sing on a certain part again. Yes. It's part of production. You can't.
Yeah. You said singers.
Yeah,
that's my only.
But
thing.
Rappers too is still breathing.
Yeah, we gotta breathe for sure.
Well, yeah, we gotta like when we perform live, like, you know, Trey, who's actually back here, like when he raps, you know, I'm doing his backups when he needs to catch a breath, yeah. And vice versa. But you're saying something different.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give him his credit though, because he does come out without a hype man. So like when you don't have a hype man, I mean, I feel. But at the same time, that's a rapping ass Nick.
If you come out without a hype man or without your DJ having a microphone or whatever, you made that choice consciously. So that meaning you should be able to deliver all your lyrics.
I do both. I rap and I sing. And I even when I rap, I feel like it's better when my music is played at the same time.
I used to feel that way. Brad Gilmore.
Unless the sound is. I don't know. There's different reasons.
There's
time and place for everything. That's what I think. I feel like that H-Town beatdown was big enough for him to do that.
All right, so
if it was more intimate, then it'd be like, why aren't you just rapping it yourself?
But yeah. Kendrick, and Trey Songz performed, I think, too.
Trey Songz performed. He didn't sing.
Ever?
Not really.
what?
He smiled and
took his shirt off? Did he take his shirt off?
Made all the women ready. I mean, I'm not mad at that. Shout out to Trey Songz. Who else performed up there? I really don't know. I didn't perform, so I was upset.
But how was it? It was right down the street here at the Compass Stadium where the Dynamo play.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to a concert there. I've only been to soccer games. So, like, how was, like, the environment? You know, because it's open air.
It was big. It really was, like, huge. I was really confused as to how you're supposed to see the stage from, like, the actual seats. But, like, on the floor, it was good. Oh, and Kirk came out with Meek Mill. That was tight.
Meek Mill performed.
Yeah, Meek, you know, had a turn. But cool to see Kirk come out.
So the best performance of the night was J. Cole.
I'm going to say J. Cole had the torch, for sure. I used to be like a diehard J. Cole fan, but I never really saw him perform. But he had the juice because he spit everywhere.
Oh, he's a good, he's a good performer. I guess it just depends. Like you discredit people when they don't.
No, we
all know that Kendrick Lamar is able to.
Oh no, I know Kendrick could fucking rap. But
you
of music, I wanted to see him.
But you know who does that too? Eminem does that in his live performances. Is he keeps a track in as like a low track?
Kendrick doesn't even have a track in.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
He just stops.
Like, he's just like you know, like you're doing stacks, like a background track. Like it's kind of like he'll rap some of them, then stop, tap each word here and there, and then stop. I mean, whatever he works for him. I mean, he's getting more for a show than I am right now, so it's cool.
What I brought J. Cole up though for originally was like you started off this interview with going, oh, right, and I remember like J. Cole had like this song where he was like, oh shit, I finally got a cool ad lib. You know, I got this bitch. Remember whatever?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, and I remember every time I hear that, for some reason I'm thinking of you when you do the oh, right. Where did the oh originate from? Is it from the Betcha Bitch Love It song?
Hold on, Brett, say oh one more time.
Ow.
Ow. Hey, ow. He's damn close. I think, yeah. It's me.
Appreciate it.
I'm going to hire you to do my backgrounds if I can't do it one day.
Got you. If you ever need the I'm the ad-lib king.
Yeah, all that's right. True. it actually started on Betcha Bitch Love It. Like, me and Brodean were in there making the record, and it was, like, around time he started doing, like, the bells, like, the dun, 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 and I was just, like, sitting there, like, ow, ow. Like, I was just vibing, and I was like, hold up. And then that kind of just turned into the hook, and then I've just been doing that shit since.
So how long ago did you record Bet Your Bitch Love It? Because that's your single right now off your upcoming project, Ignorance, correct?
Yes, sir. We recorded Bet Your Bitch Love It right when I met Brodean, so close to probably a year and a half ago or maybe longer.
Wow. Is it that long ago?
It's been a real long time, yeah. Because I remember we recorded it, and I dropped my verse, laid the hook, and I was like, yo, I definitely want a feature. And I was listening to it, and I was like, you know who would be clean? Ray P. And I hit him up on Twitter, and he was like, for sure. Came through and laid it down.
Did you know Ray P before that?
I met him through, like, DJ Buddha a couple times, but we caught a good vibe when I met him. I saw him at South By, like, the year before. You know, he showed me love, and then, I mean, I just hit him up.
Yeah,
see
he's
if
definitely
he'll do
humble.
It. Yeah, Ray P is, like, one of the coolest cats I've, like, ever met out here, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, he shows me mad love, and, I mean, I got nothing but love for him.
No, definitely. Now you recorded the song a year and a half ago, but I feel like it just came out for the masses.
Yeah, like 3 months ago.
Well, why'd you sit on it for a year and 3 months? Mm-hmm.
It wasn't time. You know, everybody that knows me knows I'm a firm believer in timing, and I like to hold on to stuff. And, you know, I got records I did 3-4 years ago that are just about to come out in a few months. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah,
so,
that makes sense. I mean you got to strategize.
You know? And I wasn't ready to push it yet, you know. You got to make sure everything comes out the right way or it's just like a wasted product.
Or do you put it out when, like, because sometimes, like, when you record the song that night, right?
Right.
And it was all finished and Ray P did his verse, whatever. Didn't it feel like, man, I want everyone in the world to hear this right now?
Yeah, I was listening to it. I was like, yo, this is, like, probably one of my better records. Like, everybody in there was like, yo, this is a hit. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to believe anything else either. So, yeah.
So why didn't you just want to, like, you know what, I'm going to put it online right now. If it's hot, it's hot, right?
It wasn't
cream
mixed
rises
yet.
To the top. Well,
it wasn't mixed yet.
Don't wasn't mixed yet.
I mean, Brad, you got to understand. He's an artist. He's sensitive about his shit.
He wants it to be
absolutely ready for the world to hear. I mean, you're a recording artist. You should be able to understand. Yeah. In the industry, patience is really, really, really important. However, if you wait too long,
yeah,
it can hinder you.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's where it becomes tricky, but still, you can't go against the way he feels about it, though.
And plus, I mean, I'm not a big fan of putting records out that I cut, like, the same night. I like to listen to them a couple times, make sure I feel good about them.
But sometimes when you put something out, like, in that moment, right, it's because you're feeling all the energy going through of that. Like check it out. Like, Ave 11, who's in here right now, right, he recorded his first project, like, in a week or 6 days or something like that. Put it out, and boom, it's gotten, you know, plays, love. A lot of love. You know, it's really good stuff. Yeah. So it's like he did it, boom, right, when he felt it. Would you ever do something like that? Would you just go, bah, let me put it out there?
Yeah. If I could get Ken Worthy and a couple of other my favorite producers together and do Breathing Room too, we could drop that like next month if they want to like put it together that fast. But not everything. I can't do everything like that.
I feel that. So what's going on with Ignorance?
Plus, it's like Ignorance would be like my first iTunes. Betcha Bitch Love was first iTunes release, so I was kind of waiting on iTunes too. They took a really long time, but shout out to them though. I appreciate y'all. And Ignorance will be on iTunes. That's the plan.
But where is it, man? I've been waiting. Motai's been waiting for years.
It's in the depths.
Look at look. No.
Mind.
I've got some stuff.
Motai got some of the exclusives.
Motai's looking like, yeah,
about.
Man. Where is it?
Drop it.
Look at Motai's eyes right now.
He's so serious.
Like, like, when can I put this record out? And I'm like, Motai. Like, Motai got some of the records I did like 3 years ago that have not come out yet. I think y'all played them on your show too. You got the exclusives?
Well, I know. I know we have
a little snippet.
Yeah, but it's still the exclusive though. Still, all the way.
Let me know when I can drop them.
I don't know. I don't know what's even going on right now. But look at Tyler in the face, or Motai in the face right now.
Motai,
I want y'all to lock eyes with each other. lock eyes. Just stare. Don't look at me. Look at each other.
Brad, chill. Brad.
I was just trying to make some weird energy all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was.
I was like,
weird.
What?
You know what's interesting about our dynamic right now as a foursome? I'm looking around the room as a foursome.
A foursome.
A group of four.
It's exciting.
Yeah, a group of four sounds a lot better.
Well, y'all, I'm down with the energy of foursome.
Well, okay,
whatever.
y'all are like taking it in the sexual way, foursome. That's naughty money coming out again.
You could have had better word usage there. Just saying.
He's trying to give everybody the awkward silence, so don't.
I'm actually just pausing for you. All right.
So what about this foursome?
Let's actually defer from the actual what I was about to say, and let's dive into this foursome thing real quick. How would that even work? Let's think about it. Now, are we talking one dude, three girls?
Big said, find yourself in serious shit. Like two dicks and no chick. Like, no, we're not doing all that. But what's the other question you were gonna? What were you bringing?
No. Now you're getting to the part where this is getting interesting. Now, enough about you. Let's talk about the. What'd you say?
What did Big say? He said, "Family and blood don't mix. Like two dicks and one and no chick. Find yourself in serious shit."
Okay, but I don't think you're talking about a foursome here. Now,
yeah, but I'm saying there's three guys, there's one chick. I mean, exactly. I'm not trying to go in depth with this right now because that would be very disrespectful to the lady, and I'm gonna be cool.
I think so too.
Thank you.
But it's just
for your consideration.
It's an interesting like dynamic though. Like how does one do that? Is it tag teams? Are we going two and two?
You know, we can get off air. We can get off air, and I can recommend a few websites for you to check that out. But I'm not gonna go into
that. Yeah, do your research, Brad. Just do your research. I'm sure you do. You know the answer to these questions.
I don't know.
Brad Gilmore is curious.
I'm asking.
He's curious. Uh oh.
All right, now I don't like
this. A girlfriend.
Y'all topsy-turvied. All right, y'all topsy-turvied on me.
Yeah, yeah. We're a team over here.
He's turning red now.
You mentioned... No, it's just warm in this room. Let's put a correction on that.
It wasn't warm before.
Before what, Naughty Money?
Before you started talking about the foursome.
All right, you're still on the foursome now, all right? Are you trying to force a foursome?
No, I'm not.
I'd be forcing foursomes with whores up in Nordstrom's.
There you go.
That's apparently what I told the world.
Yes, maybe that's what I was going with, the foursome thing.
The foursomes, whatever.
Foursome foursomes with whores up in Nordstrom's, yeah.
Now, you mentioned the girlfriend, Monty, all right, which, bringing it up, Stagzilla, are you in any type of committed relationship?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir.
And why not?
I'm in love with music.
Is that your main love right there?
That is my first love.
Do you hear his LL Cool J sexy voice?
You know what I'm talking
he
about.
He got going.
You know, tell the ladies that they can buy my shit on iTunes. And if you show me you bought it, then I might give you my number. Just being real.
Well, okay, how long, let's see. I want to talk about the relationships for a second. Because one, that's a topic that we're all well versed in, I would assume. Now, Motai's currently in one. Me, Monty. Monty's in one. Naughty Monty isn't, but Monty, Ashley Monty.
Monty, Naughty Monty, we're all in a relationship. Don't go there. Don't try to get me in trouble.
I thought that was funny. But, like, what do you think it takes in the entertainment industry that we're in? What do you think it takes to have a successful relationship? I'm going to start with Monty. What do you think, Monty?
What it takes to have a sexual relationship? What?
Successful.
Naughty Monty. Thinking about
Naughty. Sex is a vital piece, yes.
Successful.
You put me on blast. You knew I wasn't listening. That's why you asked me first.
Successful. What's necessary?
First of all, patience.
Right,
second
right.
of all, communication.
Right, right.
Third of all, honesty.
Yeah.
Should I keep going?
Okay. Well, no, I don't like your answers.
What?
Sucks.
How do you not like my answers?
They're one
my
words.
So
I want you to go in depth.
She's going down a list.
You
that's
asked me
depth.
Exactly. I'm going down a list. You didn't ask me to, you know.
I didn't say start standing saying random words. I said just give me the
okay,
real line.
I didn't know we were in class. I had to define what patience
is.
Yeah,
wasn't trying to write full sentences.
Complete
right
sentences, please.
Come on. Okay, for a successful relationship, Brad, you have to be able to trust one another. You have to have patience because you have to learn how to understand a person. Do I really need to go in depth? That's stupid.
The reason I wanted to bring this up is because my girlfriend and I were talking about, like, if like, say, you know, we were have to doing, like, because we're in the entertainment industry, right? And
right.
I actually played her the trailer of Live, Love, Laugh, the upcoming film that I'm a part of.
Right.
And she was like, you know,
congrats.
Thank you, appreciate it. She was like, what if you ever had to, like, you know, to, like, have, like a love scene with another woman? Like, you know, how would it make you feel? And I was like, oh, not a great question. How would it make you feel? So I topsy-turvied, you know what I'm saying? How does it make you feel? All right. And she was like, I wouldn't like it, right? I'd feel sad about it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of understood that. But where are y'all sitting on that? If you had like to do a love scene.
Okay, now we're talking. I asked David the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like the idea of...
I'll be honest. Like, if I had to, like, switch it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm not down for that woman. you know, I don't want you to be like all over some other guy, you know, and just feeling on his mandem. I know, that's the thing.
And then you know that this is what she wants to do.
Yeah, mandem. But then it's like, you know, it's the only entertainment. Like, you know, it's like that's the excuse, you know, that like Charlamagne the God always says, like, oh, I just tell her it's entertainment.
My thing about it is like, okay, you're acting, but you're really acting very well. So are you acting with me too? Like, you know what I mean? They're so convincing.
Okay, because I used to date a theater star, like, you know, a chick that used to be like really big on theater. I can't name drop, but
a theater star. She was a star of the theater.
Theater Under the Stars too.
Oh, look at that touch.
Yeah, exactly. I used to see her kiss on stage and do all that type of stuff. I don't know. That type of stuff doesn't bother me because I understand get the check because that's kind of what's first for me.
But I don't know. If I see my man kissing another woman, it's really awkward for me. I'd just rather not watch it.
Cause I play both sides, so I know. Like, I get it.
I think I'd support it. I mean, I'd support his career, but I wouldn't want to go see that.
If that kiss on the screen was worth $2 million, are you supporting it or not?
If a kiss on the screen is worth $2 million?
Yes.
With your girlfriend, with your significant.
Wait, with what? Or your significant other kissing
with someone else. Yeah.
Oh.
But your bitch love it.
I don't know. $2 million.
$2 million.
I'm gonna tell you like this: $100,000. I'm still cool. I'm not tripping.
Has anyone like ever had like? Have y'all ever been in an acting situation where you had to kiss somebody else?
No.
Or anything? Actually,
no. No, I have not.
But what is becoming awkward? I have to basically choose another male for one of my videos.
Yeah, see, I know that.
I actually remembered something just now. Hold on, hold that thought, Monty. We actually have someone in here who, Trey, didn't you have to kiss somebody on like in a play before?
The guy's looking.
Come closer so they can hear you real quick. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. I know we're in the middle of like recording an album and recording a podcast. But you had to kiss somebody on stage before, correct?
Yeah, I did.
Was it weird? Like you're going through the practice and all that? Here's a mic real quick.
I mean, when we did it, we had like a guy that was actually acting at the time. He was on Broadway. He came in and he was like training us. And we had practiced it so many times without kissing. Like we were like avoiding the fact.
Yeah.
And so he basically, when he came in, like basically for like the final rehearsals, when he was trying to get us to clean it up, he was like, wait, why aren't y'all kissing right here? Because this is the part where y'all kiss. And we were like, oh, we just haven't practiced yet. We were saving it for stage, you know? He made us do it right there.
Let the moment
like in
be
front
magical.
Of everybody. And that's kind of how was we cleared awkward? That up. I mean, the first time it was, but then after that, it was normal. Like, it was just, we had kissed before, so we were just kissing every time after that.
Did y'all kiss after the play?
Yeah, I mean, after the play, we did.
She was like, oh
that.
My.
I mean, see, like, what I was going to say is,
yeah, no, it led to that.
Watching it on stage, at least you get to see where it begins and where it ends.
Well, you know, like, some people, though, actually, like, fall in love on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Brad and Angelina, right?
It's common for most people in movies, like celebrities in general. A lot of relationships come out of like on like
so. But if you're,
and that's what sucks. What if they're you know already in a relationship, and then you know it kind of like breaks a happy
home.
That's
why entertainment business is not meant to have relationships until you're both successful.
What do you agree with that, Trey? Trey's like sitting in on this right now. So like, what do you agree?
Yeah, no, I mean that's true. I mean. I don't know, though. I feel like being successful doesn't define, like, liking someone or loving somebody. Yeah. I feel like that kind of, you can't really stop that, you know?
It's who they
are. I mean, we want to sound cool. We want to say, oh, shit, you know? Like, we hoes. Like, we go get hoes, make money.
Yeah.
I mean, once you find a girl you actually trying to be with, then you're just lying to
the
public.
It's like I'm cool on that.
Yeah, you're just lying to the public when you say you're not feeling
that girl.
Yeah,
it's just for show. Yeah,
but how does one though like not like you said it's typical for someone to fall in love on set. Like how does one like even if you're in a relationship currently, right? How does one like avoid it and refrain from that? Were you talking to anybody like before you had to do this kiss on stage? Were you in like some kind of situation?
Yeah, I was talking to a girl at the time.
And then how
was she? Was it serious?
She came to see the play and she was pissed. Like
yeah, okay, cool.
Completely pissed. But I think that's normal for a girl.
So you didn't tell her? You didn't prepare her?
No,
for that?
I prepared her, but she thought it was a little more serious looking than like.
I remember.
She had to feel it.
She felt it in her heart. Is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, but that's jealousy. I mean, that happens.
Exactly. So do you think that, like, if you did have to do this role that you're getting paid for, it's part of your job, that if you had a significant other or someone you were talking to, they should just chill out on it?
Hell yeah, they should chill out.
I mean, but that depends on the person. Because, I mean, if like you said, success, if a girl, if she knows your situation, then she'll understand that anyway.
Exactly. And if she doesn't, she need to go bye-bye.
Then she's not trying to rise with you. Yeah.
Look at that. You said Robin Thicke and Paula Patton?
But you see.
Yeah. Yeah, Paula has, you know, she's been in some scenes. So Robin Thicke,
some nude stuff.
Yeah, so Robin Thicke had to deal with a lot. Like,
but then Robin Thicke also had to deal with groupiness and like Robin like getting caught grabbing someone's ass in the mirror, like in that picture. You remember? You know what I'm talking about? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No.
He like took a picture with a fan at like a bar or something, but there was a mirror behind him. Like it was in frame, and he was like gripping on her ass, and like you could see it in the reflection.
Caught up.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how successful you are, because some of them still can't handle it. It's really about who you are and how your connection is with your significant. Exactly. You guys have to have these type of discussions, prepare each other for it. It's really a lot to deal with, if you ask me.
Yes, but communication is key.
But we're talking about Robin Thicke, Paula Patton now. Now we knew, like, I think, I don't know who left who. Was it Paula left Robin?
I'm just gonna assume she left him because he's getting her
back.
He's trying
to get, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to talk about. I don't know if you know this, Monty, but his new single is called Get Her Back, and his album is called Paula. His new album coming out.
Whoa, are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. Is that too much to try to get someone back? Like, is that too thirsty?
No.
No?
Not when you're in love. That's his wife. Yeah.
That's his former wife, or they're separated.
But yeah, but that was his wife.
So what? It's his heart. He loves her. It's different if it was just like some random ass female, you know?
Yeah, when we like this age.
And then the public knows. So the public, you know, that's good for the public. They're going to want to hear this.
They're going to feed into that. Like you. Like they want to go see what he's telling. Like what happened? Like I want to know why he got to get her back.
Yeah, or how he's going to get her back. Or what is he doing
to
get her back?
You don't know. They might be smart. They might have just did that to boost his album sales. We don't know. I mean, what?
I mean, I don't know either. I just think it was like when I heard it was like the name of his album's Paula, I was like, whoa. The name of your, like, I mean, because it's almost like, maybe I'm more of the person who's like, I like to be at, like, you know, subliminal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the subliminal of it. Like, mm-hmm. And then she, leave her to think,
is he talking to me or not? Yeah.
Because then that gets her thinking, her mind
working.
You're
pretty much about mind games. He's like, fuck, I want you to know, I want you back.
I'm not about mind games, but I'm saying if it's a little more subliminal, I think that's even more kind of like.
More interesting.
And it's now like when everyone listens to every song, they're gonna pick out every lyric and be like, okay, every one of these lyrics are about Paula. Mm-hmm. But if he wrote a lyric that is something just between them, like an inside joke or something like that, she knows that it's about her and he doesn't have to like.
That's more slick that way. But you never know. That may not be the way to get to her. You don't know her as a person, so
he does.
But back to stocks for a second, man. So you're working on Ignorance. Right. I know it's coming soon. You've been saying that since Miles Deep. Coming soon, Ignorance soon. Coming soon. So what's soon though?
Soon, you know, Brad Gilmore. I was actually going to tell you this today, but I was really shooting for July.
Uh huh.
But I think I might fuck around and just drop it on my birthday, August 23rd.
August 23rd.
You're a Virgo?
Yeah, I'm a Virgo and a Leo. I'm on the cusp.
Pound it.
And that's 1 year after 2011 dropped 20 Summers. Look at that.
I mean, you know, why not? It's Otis, right?
Yeah, it's all in the family. So you're going to drop it. Is this official now? August 23rd?
Ooh, I guess. It's right there on the table. I think August 23rd has to happen.
It's right there. It's staring at you in the table, yeah.
We want to do the birthday? I mean, we're going to miss the whole summer with like the ignorant music, but fuck it. They could turn up still.
I think it's good. You heard it here. August 23rd, 2014, Ignorance is going to finally hit the airwaves.
And I'll be 21 on that day, so therefore I'll be conducting plenty of Ignorance.
And it'll be your 21st birthday. Now, a couple of accomplishments you've had recently before we wrap this thing up. You were recently on Young Houston Magazine, correct?
Yes, indeed.
You and the beautiful Miss Ashley Imani
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Tell us about the process. What happened? How'd you get on that? So it's like the freshman cover in a sense, right? The XXL freshman cover of Houston.
Yes.
So talk about it, stocks.
I was selected at random, to my knowledge. I got a call and they said, come do it. I said, cool. And then me and Imani got to rap in the cypher together, which was cool as fuck.
We were in the same group. It was two different groups and they grouped us off. It was me, him, Tim.
Are we supposed to say this? Is this okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, who cares?
Okay, it's okay. Going to be after tomorrow. Tomorrow's the launch.
Oh,
so,
yeah. True.
You know, this is fake Monday morning after.
Yeah. Look at that.
So we're good.
First press on it. What's that?
Right. Exactly. So it came out really good. It was like we were the more, like the other group, they were live. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but they grouped us by swag, I think. If you really look at it, like, yeah, not saying that one was better than the other, it was just more like
two styles.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Try it by style. So it was y'all two in a group with Tim Woods.
Tim Woods. And
we also had Sheldon McQueen.
Sheldon
McQueen. Oh, he's dope too.
Yeah, that's the dude.
That was us in one group, and then the other group was Fats, Rocky Banks, and
Pronto Doe. Damn, how am I not remembering this? I know.
So wait, what's the event tomorrow for?
Is the gala. You mean Friday, the event that just
passed. Yeah, the event that passed, yes.
Yeah.
It is a gala, and I figure I'm just supposed to wear a suit and come out. I'm very, very much so kind of uninformed, so I'll let Imani tell you that.
All right, Imani, what's going on?
It's basically the launch of this issue. They told us we're personally invited. It's a red carpet event. I'm guessing that they're going to show off, you know, the different articles they have in there. I know they wanted us to turn in our bios so they can give them some, you know, background about us. And then we did that cipher. So that was pretty cool. I don't know if they're going to show Kai Myers footage from CW39. I'm not sure. But they didn't give us too many details. We just know it's a red carpet event.
Yeah, if we got pretty much as much.
You have a plus one, Zilla?
Did we say Rob Show? Shout out Rob Show. He was in the other group.
Rob came straight from the hospital and came and jumped in the cypher.
He did. And then he put me in his verse. He's so live for that.
What did he say?
He said something like, I need a hot bitch like Imani or something.
Oh, oh, hey. Oh,
Rob Show. Hey, lit boy. That's my nigga.
Lit boy.
That's what he be saying.
Naughty Monty. So he hollered at you in his cypher verse.
Yeah, he
ain't
did.
Playing. He and was then like, hi, Rihanna.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing.
Monty doesn't seem too enthused by it, though.
I mean she's a taken woman. Let her be good. Cool.
Would you be like hyped if somebody, yeah, this girl put me in her verse? Like,
yes.
No.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Well, that's just, yeah,
I would be so tired.
But would you do it on air?
Yeah.
If she spit it on air, that'd be even more turn.
Yeah.
No, I'm chill. I'm good. I mean, I told him, like, you know, that was what's up.
Like imagine if Iggy Azalea was like, I want a dude like Stockzilla, right?
Man, I'll tell Iggy to hit my phone. And I'll say my number on air.
Yeah, there you go. You'll tweet her publicly, all the good stuff.
Hit me.
We all know that there's a double standard when it comes to men and women, so we're not going to go there.
All right, well, Stocks, anything you want to say before we let you go?
Actually, yeah, we have a whole side of shit to explore. Ignorance is actually just the first piece because it's going to lead into bliss. And mm-hmm. Ignorance and bliss is the full concept. And on ignorance is all the turn up, you know, like all that good, like just get crazy wild shit. And then bliss will be the follow up and it'll bring you into the usual Stocks sound per se. It's actually a new Stocks sound, but it's for the old school Stocks fans that like to hear me actually rap and go more lyrical with it.
Okay.
And, you know, so it's really just like the ignorance. It's like, you know, everybody feels kind of ignorant sometimes. You want to turn up and do wild shit and go do harass shit with your friends. And then when it comes down to the end of the day, like once you catch that hangover, you want to chill, get some bliss. Like, you know, so I'm giving them both sides. Like, turn up with me and then relax with me at the same time.
I have one question too. You invited me to a skateboarding event.
Can you tell us
about that? Because I see Red Bull's a part of it. Elite.
Ski Live.
Yeah.
Elite. Shout out to Elite. My guy, Adam Rapp, I'm actually going to holler at him today. But, he put the event together. I was actually trying to work on a skate contest anyway, and he just actually presented the idea to me, and he asked me to come be a celebrity guest over at the Best Trick Contest.
So you skate?
Yeah, I used to skate. I used to be sponsored and everything.
Nice.
I used to be like what I did before I rap. Like, for real. And
Skater boy.
I suck now, though, so don't come try to test me because you're going to win. But
well, how are you judging if you suck?
Yeah, but no, I mean, I know the tricks. I can judge. But July is July 6th. And that is at Elite Collective on South Post Oak. And I don't know the exact address, but Elite Collective.
You know what time?
6 p.m.
It's 10803 South Post Oak, H Town, 77035.
See, that's why we have money. That's why we got it. She got all the facts.
That's a Sunday.
She's
too.
So great. Yeah, it is a Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah.
So if you are a skater, it's ages 14 and under and 14 and up. So come sign up and win you a little bit of prize. You know what I'm saying? Top three winners get a whole prize pack.
All right. Well, sounds good, man. You can follow you at Stockzilla OTOS, right?
Ow. Stockzilla OTOS.
OTOS.
Exactly.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, everything. And soon to come, investinstocks.com.
All right. Now in your LL voice, holler at Imani.
Hey, Imani. I know you're a taken woman and everything, but I was just wondering if I could probably take you somewhere else that he's not at.
Yeah, I wish the ladies could see this. Yeah, I really wish they could see this.
Because I wish they could see the lips I'm licking right now. Mm. And they're not yours yet.
Well, Stocks,
they're going to imagine him to look just like LL and then see this flat top. Like, oh.
They're going to imagine LL, then they're going to see Kid from Kid and Play. So. Uh-huh. Hey. Appreciate you for coming on, Stocks.
I appreciate you guys.
MC Hammer. All right,
man. Ignorance coming 8/23/14. So we'll see y'all soon. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.